Earlier this year, Boy Scouts rebranded as Scouts BSA and allowed girls to join. WFAE's Michael Falero visits one of the first girl troops in the region to see how their first year of scouting has gone.
The second and third grade girls of Cub Scout Group Den 11 are at a rock climbing gym in Mooresville, and they're excited. They're climbing with an older group of middle and high school age girls today. After about an hour, they decide to teach the older girls their group cheer. This event is a chance for those younger girls to see the group they might eventually join, Girls Troop 58 in Davidson. Also called GT58, it was one of the first girls troops chartered in Mecklenburg County in February 2019. That's when the program, now called Scouts BSA, first allowed girls to join. There are now at least 14 girls troops in the region. 15-year-old Sophie Dellinger leads the troop as senior patrol leader. She has a reputation for completing lots of different badges, but she's always learning more about how to be both a scout and a troop leader. She flips through her well-worn scout handbook.
I wasn't ever in like a leadership position like before scouts, so this is a really new experience for me.
Dellinger is working toward Eagle Scout. She leads more than 20 scouts as part of getting to that rank, and because she believes in the mission.
The thought that we could like make a difference and that everyone in the troop could go away from scouts and have this thing that they remember and that they could be a better person in the future and make an impact.
Basically, it's been a lot of word of mouth, and it's girls recruiting girls. And that's honestly the best way because it's the experience speaking for itself.
That's Tanya Chartier, Scoutmaster for GT58. She co-founded the girls' troop after seeing the impact scouts had on her son and other boys. She felt girls needed that opportunity, too.
There's bonding with friends. There's outdoor opportunities and being in nature and appreciating nature. There's learning the scout skills. And then the last piece is leadership opportunity. That is very unique.
Chartier says, unlike many other extracurriculars, scouts lead their troops. They run their meetings and decide collectively what they're going to do. Parents are there to provide guidance and ensure safety. Chartier says that setup pushes girls to take risks, learn how to confront challenges, and deal with setbacks. She's seen over the past year how these girls had developed skills and built strong relationships with each other.
I talked about in my LT interview. I was like, do they even understand what I was saying? Like, I felt like everything.
Assistant Senior Patrol Leader Lainey Thompson is 15 years old and wants to become a doctor.
While we may have older people, we can never have more experienced people than us. We have no one to tell us, like, what they built off of or what their own experiences showed. So it's a little bit difficult building our own little world for ourselves and just creating an environment that can, like, push other people forward because we don't have any past experience to build off of.
Some of the scouts in GT58 had brothers or cousins in Boy Scouts. Four of them had been in Girl Scouts, which is a separate organization, but decided to join Scouts BSA. They were excited by the adventuring opportunities the program offers and the chance to become an Eagle Scout. That's partly why Thompson joined, and she points out that nearly everything GT58 does is a first. Over the summer, she went to scout camp, where she completed a special wilderness survival badge.
Which was very exciting because I could be the first girl from that camp to receive that. It was super fun because I got to do a bunch of stuff that I had read in books, but I had never really gotten to experience. And it was something that was just really cool. Like, this is really scouts to me. So it felt very empowering. I loved it.
And the girls of GT58 are building a troop with its own culture. Eleanor Franzen, who's also working toward Eagle Scout, says that organizing meetings and going on camping trips has helped build that culture in a short amount of time.
I've really formed some strong connections with some people, and now in Scouts there's some people that I really truly trust, and a few months ago in February I would not have thought that.
In everything they do, these girls are the first. They've built a troop of 20-plus girls who camp together, hold meetings together, and work on skills together. And they're building a culture not just for themselves, but for the girls that will come after them.
The scout laws: a scout is trustworthy, loyal, helpful,
friendly, courteous, kind,
obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent.
For WFAE News, I'm Michael Falero.